spaceship.
This is 915 WMFO Medford. My name is Jamie. This is We're Having Fun. Welcome to the show. I was here last week too. That was fun. Apologies if I'm a little bit out of it. I just participated in a 24-hour sketch show where basically we just started at 9 p.m. on Friday, and then we wrote comedy all night, and then we all day we basically rehearsed, and then had the show last night at 9. Thank you to everyone who came out. Crane Room was packed, which was great. Yeah, it was a good show. It was a solid show. I enjoyed it. It's one of those things where it's like in the middle, you're like, why am I doing this? And then when it's all over, you're like, why did I do that? But you know, it's still rewarding, I feel like, in a sense. Let's get into some tunes. But first, space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty, warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keeping anything that could burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And with that, let's get some tunes. Here's Battles.
here before. Now I've been awake for days. I can't fight it anymore. I'm going through an awkward phase. I am secretly in love with everyone that I grew up with. Do my crying underwater. I can't get down any farther. All my drowning friends can see. Now there is no running from it. It's become the crux of me. I wish that I could rise above it. But I stay down with my demons. I stay down with my demons. Bats and buzzards in the sky. Alligators in the sewers. I don't even wonder why. I'm on my lawn. The worried talk to God goes on. I sincerely try to love it. Wish that I could rise above it. But I stay down with my demons. I stay down with my demons. I stay down with my demons. I stay with my demons. Can I stay here? I can sleep on the floor. Paint the blood and hang the palms on the door. Do not think I'm going places anymore. Wanna see the sun come up above New York. So great.
Cried out for the
ha!
Ott with Pleasant Heart off of Today More Than Any Other Day, their debut album. Ott, Canadian post-punk band. They've put out a couple of good albums that I've enjoyed in the past. Their debut, More Than Any Other Day, and then also 2 years ago, 2015, they put out Sun Coming Down, which was also really good. Perhaps, I don't know, I think I enjoyed that even more. I like that one even more. It's really good. I've played songs off of it before. It's very weird. It's kind of eclectic. I don't know. Eccentric, I guess, is the better word for that. But it's a good time. Cool. Before that, National with Demons off Trouble Will Find Me. I didn't like the National for a while because I always thought of, like, I don't know. They always just sounded to me like a sad guy wandering around his apartment or whatever. And then, I don't know, I just listened to it more, and then I just realized I liked it. I really like that song, too. It's in 7, but it doesn't sound like it's in 7. It's very smooth, the way they play that groove. It sounds really good. And then before that, Battles with Race In off of Mirrored, their 2007 release. They put out an album, they did Mirrored, which was good, and then they did Gloss Drop, which is good, and then they put out Lottie Dottie, I think, in 2016. Yeah. 2016, and that was not good, in my opinion, which is a real shame. But hopefully they'll pick it back up for their next album, because they do put a lot of work into it. Cool. We're going to move on. More tunes coming up. Here is a song. Dillinger Escape Plan on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, my name is Jamie. This is we're having fun. All right. That was a good block. That was a really good block. First, we had the Walkman with the Rat off of Bows Plus Arrows, 2004 release, with this ridiculous drumming on it. That one, man. They apparently wrote that song in like 10 minutes. Like, they just were just jamming it. I know how a lot of songs come out. But, like, yeah, no, they wrote that song in a really short time. It kind of sounds like it. It's not too comp, but it's like, man, it's a great song. After that, Crumb with Bones. Crumb is a, you probably haven't heard them. They're actually a Tufts band. They're a band from Tufts, and they have an EP out that you should definitely check out if you like what you just heard. That was the first track off of their self-titled EP. Again, called Bones. Really good. Really good stuff. I really like what they're doing. And apparently they're releasing new music soon, which I'm really looking forward to. I think they could really take off. They're just that good. And after that, Dillinger with Gold Teeth on a Bum off of Option Paralysis, 2010 release. Dillinger Escape Plan, mathcore band from New Jersey, I think. They are unfortunately breaking up this year, which is too bad. It was really upsetting. I wish I had discovered them earlier so I could have seen them on tour. But you know, oh well. Yeah, they just said, yeah, they're just like, yeah, we're going on extended hiatus. And the lead singer was just like, no, that means we're breaking up. But yeah, yeah, that was, I mean, yeah, I don't know. That's not the first time I played Dylan, or maybe it is. No, I think it is. Yeah. And even that was just like one more of their tame songs. You know, they played Conan when they put out, they released Ironworks in 2007, and then they, to promote that, they played on Conan like late night, and they played Black Bubblegum, which is probably the most accessible song off that album, but it was just like, it's so weird. It just seems so strange and out of place for them. I mean, they did it. It was great. It was a great performance. They had a lot of fun. But it was just like, it's such an odd, and like at one point lead singer Greg, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, he hops up on like Conan's desk, and then you can just see Conan dancing. That just, oh man, and you can tell he's just not comfortable, but he's making the most of it. It's so weird. Conan is, it's so strange, and I had a good chuckle from it. Cool. All right, up next we got a couple songs from my dad, a request block coming up. You might be thinking, Jamie, you play a lot of requests from your dad, and that is true. You do have a good point, but he did raise me, so.
Kind of life to lead. Remember what
Why didn't I?
Radiohead, Jigsaw Fallen Into Place off of In Rainbows. Yeah, nothing really I can say about that. And then it's one of my favorite songs. Before that, Yes, It Can Happen, off of Now 90125. I think it was the first album since lead singer John Anderson left the band for a little bit, and then came back with a new haircut. Yeah, that's a. I don't know. It's I'm kind of conflicted about their 80s stuff. Their 70s stuff is definitely some of my favorite music, but yeah, the 80s they just did a total shift in style, and it's really odd what they did. But yeah, I think 90125 is probably my favorite of their 80s stuff, and probably they're considered their best of their 80s material. Before that, Aerosmith with Uncle Salty from Toys in the Attic, of course, a classic album. Okay, that about wraps up for me. I got one more tune, some more Crumb, band I played earlier, the Tufts band. Yeah, hope you enjoy it. In the meantime, I'll be back next week. In the meantime, keep it tuned right here to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Jamie signing out. Bye.
When I was 6